AI governance fractures as gray markets and licensing fights emerge. The Trump administration has quietly developed an AI framework that insiders describe as a de facto licensing regime, requiring companies to obtain government approval before deploying AI systems above a certain capability threshold. Criticism has come from an unusual coalition. Steve Bannon, framing the framework as crony capitalism, enabled by what he characterized as over $300 million in tech donations to Trump-aligned causes, and Democratic members raising structural concerns about accountability and access. Okta researchers documented the practical consequence of ungoverned AI access: underground proxy services charging as little as 5% of official prices for access to AI models, funded by stolen cloud credits, with every user prompt logged by whoever operates the proxy. Users of what they believe to be discount AI services are, in practice, having their queries captured by unknown parties. Whether the answer is the administration's proposed licensing framework or something else, the gray market demonstrates that unregulated AI access is already an operational intelligence problem. The Bloomberg investigation into what AI power swings are doing to physical data center infrastructure adds another dimension to the governance question. Rapid fluctuations in GPU power draw — GPUs can shift from near zero to hundreds of watts within milliseconds — are causing physical damage to equipment: cracked turbines, destroyed batteries, and stress on grid connections. A large AI training cluster can introduce step function load changes that utility grid infrastructure, designed for gradual demand increases, was not built to absorb.